It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. County health directors in Colorado are quitting in the middle of a health crisis because of exhaustion, stress, and personal threats. As CPR's Benta Berkland reports, it's an issue state lawmakers hope to tackle when the session resumes next month.
Democratic Representative Yadira Caraveo will be one of the main sponsors of a bill that seeks to protect the private personal information of state and county health care workers. It would give them the ability to remove their personal information from public internet records, things like their name, image, email, physical address. Disclosing that information would be a misdemeanor.
There were threats being made against them, especially in areas outside of Denver, people going around to their houses, protesting outside of their houses, personal information being placed online.
Caraveo says she's concerned about the number of healthcare workers who've quit their jobs in recent months. Her measure is modeled after protections that already exist in state law for some members of law enforcement and people who work in child protective services. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis announced more than $27 million in funding to address educational equity across the state. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
Money from the CARES Act will help support schools and students during the COVID-19 pandemic. One recipient is the Cuevette Community Academy, a new school on the Ute Mountain Ute Reservation. Chairman Manuel Hart says the $2.7 million in funding will go toward an education plan that focuses on tribal history.
I think each tribe is different in their own way in language and culture. We wanted to implement something into the curriculum that would help them understand where they come from.
Hart also says the school is considering STEM curriculum and parent and elder engagement programs. Pueblo Community College, Adams State University, and New Legacy Charter School in Aurora also received state funding. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
The Colorado Symphony Association has received an anonymous donation that will let it pay musicians and staff sidelined by the pandemic. The symphony says the $2 million donation will also help it continue to offer full health coverage for employees through June. It accounts for nearly half of what the organization has raised since last summer. This is CPR News.